I was mentioning how hundreds of employees of local healthcare network connected to Connecticut may have come into contact with the coronavirus. New Vance Health. By the way, it's they serve Sharon Hospital, New Milford Hospital, Norwalk Hospital, and Danbury Hospital. There are nurses and hospital workers that have been exposed to the coronavirus. These are people who are really on the front lines, putting other people's care and safety before their very own. Nurses, healthcare workers, caregivers. You know, think about businesses that that are there for the elderly. I know there are Meals on Wheels program that they can just leave the food outside the door. But what about like businesses that do, you know, that are like companions and homemakers and those types of businesses that go in and help bathe and care for the elderly? Now, you could say, well, that those elderly people are not out and about socializing, and that's true. But that caregiver is out and about going from one to another to another. Again, these are things you got to think about. It's bizarre, this particular virus and how it's transmitted. We're going to bring in our next guest, who is not only the vice chair of the Connecticut GOP, but she's also herself a nurse. We love to have her on, and it's been way too long. We got to have her on more regularly. Sue Hatfield. Sue, good morning to you.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? It's been a while since I haven't seen you in a while. I miss you, girl. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, it's an interesting spring so far. Wake up to snow.
go figure.
I'm doing well.
Can you imagine? It's 70 degrees last week. We're going to have 70 degrees again towards the end of the week, but yet there's snow on the ground. What's up with that, right?
I don't know. So hopefully everything in this world starts getting back to some normalcy. It's been a kind of a hectic time.
Oh my goodness! So you know, you're a nurse. You are a practicing nurse. Okay, so
I'm a registered nurse. I'm not practicing in that field right now, but that's part of my background. I'm an attorney and a nurse. So
that's a heck of a background. So you know what it's like to be on the front lines of illnesses and viruses and all of that. And I suppose I talked to a doctor once years ago about, you know, just kind of making small talk. And I'm like, you must have an immunity that's just, you know, built up to fight everything, you know. And he's like, yeah, you know, I get sick every now and then, but not as often for the very reason that you just bring up, Gary. And I'm like, but how that translates to today and this coronavirus and the nurses that are on the front lines. Tell me what really goes. See, you were once, you know, like you said, you were once a practicing nurse. What goes through your mind? Is there any fear at all, or are you built up a wall against that?
No, it's using precautions. You know, for years, you know, nurses and doctors and healthcare, we wash our hands constantly. Mm-hmm. And that's a message that people are listening to, and people are taking that serious, that you need to wash your hands. Surfaces that you come in contact with could have the virus on it. You touch your face. You know, it's a mode of how the virus can get into your system. So it's washing your hands. It's taking precautions. That's why we need to ensure that healthcare professionals have the equipment they need to safely care for patients, whether it's gowns and gloves and the masks, they need the protection. So we need to make sure that we do have the supplies to make sure that they are protected, that they don't transmit the virus to any of the patients that they care for.
Yeah, you know, when washing your hands and sanitizing light switches and doorknobs and maybe even your cell phone, your mobile device, you know, and maybe not using your finger to press the elevator button, but maybe rolling down your sleeve a little bit or using your elbow. I mean, there are simple things that we can all do that really take very little effort that could help you. But and even using latex gloves, which I know a lot of health professionals use. I mean, washing your hands is second to none. But I mean, but they're wearing latex gloves as well. But there's still got to be some fear That, hey, you know, I'm working with different people every day. Heck, I could be, this is a patient who could have the coronavirus who doesn't even know that they have the coronavirus, you know. You can ask somebody a question, do you have this, do you have that? And for the most part, when a patient is asked that, those questions, they say no because they're not aware that they may, it could be unbeknownst to them that they could be having something that they're not even aware of.
Right, right. And it's universal precautions. You treat everybody the same. You know, you use the precautions. You wear gloves. You do the same with each patient because, you, like you said, you don't know who is has the virus and who doesn't. But they are putting themselves on the front line, and they do it selflessly day in and day out. And, you know, the nurses out and doctors out there, you know, my hat's off to them that they are doing what they are doing during this difficult time. And we'll get through it as Americans. We're going to get through this. And, you know, we need to, you know, take care of the elderly. Yesterday I was, you know, I said to my dad, I said, give me your list. I'm going to go to the store for you because I don't want, you know, just the exposure. You just don't know. So it's looking out for the elderly and looking out for people with compromised immune systems. And the other thing I want to just emphasize is, you know, let's all, you know, remain calm. You know, one of the items on the list was Clorox. I could not find Clorox anywhere I went. And I went to multiple stores. There was no cleaning supplies in the stores that I went to. No paper towels, no toilet paper. There was just, you know, there's a panic that's set in. And we just need to, remain calm, but also, you know, use some common sense and listen to what President Trump has announced with his team of, you know, 10 people or more now it is to limiting the exposure and the social distancing and, you know, just be smart during this.
You know, you mentioned something, Sue, that I just had on Bob Stefanowski with about a half an hour ago. And he said that very same thing. It's so funny that you just mentioned it. He goes, my goodness, there was an old English saying during World War II that, you know, that was to keep calm, remain calm. And you just said that yourself. But yet when people hear epidemic or a pandemic, they hit the panic mode, you know, and before you know it, it's doom and gloom, and it's a media frenzy because, let's face it, they know they're gonna get more viewers, and it's a very competitive world, and there's a dissemination of story over fact, you know, and that's what that's something here that I don't subscribe to. I'm all about fact. Right. And then when I offer opinion, I try to make it clear that this is my opinion and my opinion only. But it's getting the actual facts. And we've had doctors on. We had a specialist in infectious control, who's saying that, listen, anybody can catch it. But the younger you are, the chances are very minimal that if you are over the age, she actually said 80, but I'll even knock it down a decade and say 70 just to add extra caution. Or if you have a pre-existing condition, you know, you're more vulnerable. But other than that, you have a better chance of catching the flu than you would of this. But, you know, if I say that, people, they shun me because I'm only quoting what the professional had said during our interview that people can actually find on either our website or on our Facebook page. That's not my opinion. I'm no medical professional. But it seems like we whenever there's something like an emergency or a crisis like this, we are very good to working well with each other. But yet there's always this fear of panic that's also people get too, right?
Right, of course. And it's the fear of the unknown, and we're in uncharted terrain right now.
Very true.
We haven't seen this magnitude, anything in my lifetime or in yours. We just need to be patient, remain calm, and we'll get through it. But we just need to, use the precautions, listen to what President Trump or Governor Lamont is saying as what you know, those guidance are. We just have to all work together during this time. It's uncharted territory.
What is your opinion of these limitations of groups of 10 or less or 50 or less or shutting down like the casinos and the restaurants and the small businesses? What's your take on that?
Yeah, so, you know, they're trying to, with the virus, they're trying to stop the outbreak. But even one person, if I was infected, I could give it one-on-one contact, could give it. So whatever the number, whether it's 10, 50, 100, if there's just one person, but they're trying to limit the spread, and you know, it's the unknown. This is a new virus, my take is that we need to what President Trump is taking the lead on this, and he has limited it to 10. He's doing what he can do, I believe, to stop the spread, bottom line.
Yeah, we had a caller a little while ago that said, well, they feel that some of their freedoms and their liberties were being stifled. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the more or less the gist of the phone call. And while I say, yeah, I can actually understand that point of view, but like you just said, we're really in uncharted waters to some degree. We've certainly had other flus and that have actually had far worse consequences and opened up the window of vulnerability to just more than just our elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. But I struggle between that and saying yes, but you know what? If we can at least minimize the spread here, as opposed to what's happened in China or what's happened in Korea or what's happened in Italy, then I guess it's just a temporary, lax of our. Right. I'd rather be quarantined than be okay in a month or so, rather than this being ongoing what I think is going to happen, and it's going to be elongated in countries like Italy.
And it's thinking, you know, not just about me, but my neighbor and your family, and making sure that my family is protected, your family is protected, and our loved ones. I mean, we all want everybody to remain safe and healthy. And if we, during this difficult time, need to change temporarily the way that we live to help others and to stop this spread, I think it's reasonable.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I can't thank you enough for being with us. It's been way too long.
Thank you. It has.
We got to get you on more regularly.
I'd love to.
All right.
Have a good day, and keep healthy and stay safe.
You too. And thanks again for being with us. I'll be in touch. We got to schedule you
all
more
right.
often.
Hey, take care.